We are learning Masechta Sota Daf Tes Vav Amar Aleph, and we will be starting from the bottom of Daf Yudal Ram Beis, the end of the line. But before we start, one of the listeners pointed out that we skipped a line and a half of Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel Amar Beis. On Daf Yud Gimel Amar Beis, that's 2 days ago, is Daf. And if you count six lines from the bottom, in the middle of a line, Tanya. So I'll read the Gemara now again. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol says, Shneim Osa Mil Keneged Machne Yisrael, an area of 12 mil by 12 mil, which is the size of Machne Yisrael, every day, Bas Kol Mashmia, a Bas Kol comes out, Va'omer, Va'yomas Moshe Safar Rabbi Yisrael. A Bas Kol comes out and says a hesped and says, Va'yomas Moshe, which is stands for Vay Meis, woe to us that Moshe Rabbeinu died. Safra Rabbi Yisrael, the big Sefer of Klal Yisrael, which can mean the big Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. And we say a hesped in this area, and the size of Machne Yisrael, a Baskel comes out, or it was at that time, not every day. Some say Baskel Mashmia means at that time a Baskel came out. And it said this hesped by Yomas Moshe, Safra Rabbi Yisrael. Okay, let's go back to our regular programming, which is Daf Yudal Ram Beis on the bottom. We were starting the Gemara. We're learning Daf Tes Vav, and we're starting Yudal Ram Beis on the bottom. Now, it said in the Braisa, we are still explaining the Braisa about the Seder Menachos, so we up to, they took the Kaimitz, we put it into Klisharis, they took the Kaimitz from the place where it was saturated with oil, you put it into Klisharis, and you took all the Levina, which, and you put it on top of the Kaimitz, and then it says, Umaleu Umaktiroi B'Klisharis, you bring it up to the Mizbeach in the Klisharis, Umalcha, you put salt in it, Nosto Gabi Ishin. So the Gemara is a Kasha. On the bottom of Daf Yudal Ram Beis, that last word. Umalo Maktir B'Klisharis Maktile? Do you Maktir in the Klisharis? That's how Pashup Shah Gemara's question is. It sounds like that you're being Maktir to actual Klisharis. Is that true? You're not Maktir to Klisharis. But Rashi learns that that's not the Gemara's Kasha. Gemara knew it didn't mean that. The Gemara's Kasha was, how can you say Maktir? You didn't put salt on it yet. So Gemara answers, Aima, Maleo B'Klisharis Laktira. You bring it up in a Klisharis Laktira. It doesn't mean you're being Maktir right now. Because when it says Maktir B'Klisharis, means you bring it up to be Maktir. And how do you bring it up? In the Klisharis. So answers either way. If the Kasha was you Maktir Klisharis, no, you're not Maktir Klisharis. You bring it up in the Klisharis in order to be Maktir. And also, got a question like Rashi learned, that you were Maleach yet, why you didn't put salt in it, why be Maktir? It doesn't mean Maktir now. You're bringing it up to be Maktir. It said further in the Mishnah, Malcha v'nos l'gabi Yishim, you put salt, then you put it on the fire. How do we know? It says in the Pasuk, V'chol karba mincha secho v'melach timlach. All karba mincha, you put salt on it. Then the Mishnah said further, karav ha-kaimitz, after you makriv the kaimitz, shi'arel necham, the rest of the mincha is eaten. Now the kahanim can eat it. How do we know that? Manala, what's the makar? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, by the parasha of mincha, v'hikta ha-kaina es askarasa, you bring up the askarasa, which is the kaimitz, and it says afterwards, the Chassid afterwards, v'anei seres v'mincha l'arim l'vanav, then the rest of the mincha can be eaten. The Brice said further, said, now it said karav ha-kaimitz, said, that's what it said, what's called being makar of the kaimitz? So it's machlaikas, makar the islay, makar the islay. The itmar we learned, ha-kaimitz, me'emis ha-matash ha-mechila, when is the kaimitz enough burnt, enough haktara, that it's matted the shirayim b'achila, rachinu amar mishatishle b'ar, when the fire started burning it, even a little bit of it, rachinu amar mishatitzes arab aruba, rive of the kaimis has to be started being burnt, in order to allow the kahanim to eat the rest of the mincha. Said in the braisa, v'rishom ha-kahanim litein l'soyche, let it put into the shirayim, yayin, shem, and medvash, they put in wine, oil, and honey. My time, what's b'shat? On Makar, the pasuk says, "Lemashcha." The whole pasuk reads, "L'chol kachay v'nei shol l'chol satim lemashcha." When you eat your kabanis, it should be derech gedula. Lemashcha means legedula. They eat in the royal way. Kederech shemalachim oichlim, which means very well spiced and with good side dishes, and therefore you'll have to mix it with yain, shemen, and dvash in order to eat it like a melech. And it's a whole shaila in the Rishonim. If it's a chiv l'mashcha, pashtos, when you eat the carbon, it's a chiv l'mashcha. Here it sounds like you're allowed to. V'rishoyim kanam itna seichai. So one of the tutsim they say is that stafka by basar was a chiv tit l'mashcha. But here it's a mincha. Here it's just allowed. There's a raya from a toisvis that says, the toisvis amazes in Bechairis, that asks that every truma, why didn't say l'mashcha there? Toisvis says, because that's not basar. So you see that the l'mashcha is din dafka by basar, and here we find taka rishoyim, they're allowed to eat it this way, but not mechuyiv, because it's not basar. So the Braisa says further, but ain't a surim elam el chametz. The isser is you're not allowed to make the shirayim into chametz. How do we know that? The chesiv says the pasuk lo yisei off a chametz chelkam, and we dash in omer shem lakish shafilu chelkam. Even your chelik of the kahanim lo yisei off a chametz. You shouldn't make it into chametz. Now we're going to go back to our mishnah. It said in our Mishnah that all menachos need shemem v'levoina, besides for the mincha of the saita, doesn't need shemen levoina. It just comes plain sairim, plain flour of sairim, no shemen and levoina. That's what it says in our Mishnah. But all menachos shemen levoina. Freit the Gemara, v'kal menachos tuna shemen levoina, all menachos need shemen v'levoina, v'ikah minchas chayta. We know a minchas chayta, which is a mincha that comes for achatos, the Rachmana Amar, the Pasuk says, Lo yosim le Hashem le'itan levoina. You don't put shemen levoina is. When do you bring a minchas chayta? Rashi speaks out, when it comes for a chait of metame mikdash, someone who goes into the basics when he's tame, or shvus eider, shvus bitui, where there's a carbon oil of a yared. So there's a mincha, there's a minchas chayta. What's lach a minchas chayta? You don't bring shemen levoina. So why we're saying all menachas are shemen levoina? It's not true. There are other menachas besides v'saita that do not come with shemen levoina. And for the Gemara, Hachikam, this is what our Mishnah means. Kol menachos have some kind of malusa, some kind of maila. Either to a shemen or levoina, either a shemen or levoina, or ba'as v'nachita or ba'as v'nachita, or it comes with fine wheat flour. Well, minchas chayte has one of the malas, because minchas chayte, af api she'ena to a shemen or levoina, doesn't have shemen or levoina, doesn't have with oil and spices, but ba'as v'nachita or ba'as v'nachita, it comes with fine wheat flour. And minchas oimer, even though obviously bomb is oimer, even though it comes from oimer, lemaisa needs tuna shemel levayin or baz garis. It comes shemel levayin and it comes garis, which is fine flour. Masha inkein this minchas soita vizu ain't a tuna loy shemen veloy levayin or baam and asayim or kemach. It doesn't have shemen or levayin and it comes from barley and it comes kemach coarse flour. So this is what it means that all menachos have some kind of maila, either shemen levayin or Soiles or chitim, this has nothing. No shemen or levayin, no soir, and just comes from soirim and it comes kemach. There's no maila whatsoever. So, the Gemara is just give you a discussion on michas chayit a little bit. Tanya was in a brisa. Rav Shimon, but didn't say michas chayit to no shemen levayin? Really, a chayit is really need shemen levayin. Why? Shlo yechayit aniska. You have this guy who did a veira. Usually, a mincha needs flour and shemen and levayin, which is a bigger expense. But here, we're telling the chayit, no, you get away with murder. You don't have to bring shemen levayin. We're playing ma in a tuna, so why don't we make him bring extra stuff? We're giving him less. What's the pshat? And the Gemara is like, hey, carbon and mahuda. So you shouldn't have a very beautiful carbon. And the same idea we find with chatas also. We didn't say the chatas chaylev. A regular classic chatas is called a chatas chaylev. Why? Because in the pasuk, the chatas is brought down after the iser to eat chaylev. That's what Rashi explains. So really, a chatas chaylev should be nesachim, two nesachim. Every carbon comes with nesachim. That means you bring a mincha, a small mincha, together with every carbon. Every carbon needs a nesachim, which means you bring flour, you bring wine, you bring nesachim. And here, you don't have to bring nesachim. So really, you should need nesachim. Why? You shouldn't gain anything. Why not? You shouldn't have a mahud good carbon. So I heard that someone asked a question. He said, okay, we have a svar both ways. How do you know which one's more important? There's lo yechayta niska or lo yechayta huda. Okay, good. We don't want to be a carbon huda. We don't want to gain either. So how do you know which svar is better? So I heard the pshat is like this, that here, he's not gaining, because Lemaisa not bringing a beautiful carbon is embarrassing for him. And it's worth it for him to pay that money. He shouldn't have such an embarrassing carbon. And therefore, he's not gaining anything, because he would pay for that. And because there's embarrassment so much, he would pay for that, then you don't let him pay for that. You make him get embarrassed, that's why he's not gaining anything this chayte. But the Bryce ends off, Aval, even though they're a chatos, the matzoira and the hashama, even though it's a chatos, still tuna nesachim is a sachim. Why? V'shein ban al chet, because their carbon does not come for a chet. So Gemara asks, Eini, is that true? Saying this is the chatos and the asham of the matzoira. The chatos, asham, matzoira not coming for a chet. Is that true? Eini. V'am Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini, Am Rav Yenison, al shiva dvarim negam bam. We know that matzaira comes, the teras comes for seven things. The Gemara and Becheres counts the seven things. What are the seven things? The lashon hara, shvichas damim, shua shav, gila rayis, gasa ruach, gezel, tzarasayin. Different things that nega comes from. Heck, he says that a chet does come for a chet. And for the Gemara, hasam and nigehu dechaperle. To get a kapar on the chet, the nega, the pain of the nega itself is mechap on the chet. Ki maisi carbon. The carbon is just a stirri bekachim to komaisi. It's only to make a mutter bekachim. But that's not for the chet. The carbon is not for the chet. And therefore, the chatas of Masaira will need nesachim. The Gemara asks, Elamiyata, chatas nazir teitun nesachim. Why doesn't chatas nazir need nesachim? Lefi, she'ena ba'al chet. Also, assuming that nazir, the chatas nazir also maybe is only because mechus kapur, maybe because the kachim, well, what's the chet over there? He did a mitzvah, he was a nazir. What's the chet there? Why? And we know, chatas nazir does not need nesachim. Why not? And for the Gemara, Sovalok, Rolos of Akapa, Doma, Noz, and Ami Chaytu, Rolos of Akapa holds that a Rolos is called a Chaytu. Why? Because he didn't see Atzmi Min HaYayin, he didn't drink wine, and he was sorry himself from having enough in my Kodesh Baruch Hu's world. That alone is a Chayt. And Tosis says, here's a Raya, that even by a Nazir Tahar, is there a din of that it's called, it's Baal HaChayt, it's also called a Chayt, not Afka Nazir Tameh. And it's Gemara's like that already, that even a Nazir Tahar is also called a Chayt. Because he says a Nazir Tameh brings a Chatas Oif. A Chatas Oif anyway doesn't need a Sachem. Stam doesn't need a Sachem. It's a Oif, but a Karma Oif doesn't need a Sachem anyway. So once we're talking about a Nazir Tahar, which is bringing a Behemah for Chatas, and we're saying, you don't bring a Sachem, why? Because it's called a Chayt. So you see here, even Nazir Tahar is called a Chayt, why? Could see a Atzmin HaYayin. Going back to our Mishnah, our Mishnah ends off, the Rebbe Gamliel says that, you know why you bring a Karma Sayyim? He says, Kashem Shmasel, Maisa Behema, just like his mice, her Maisa was a Maisa Behema, Kachabon, a Maisa Behema, therefore a carbon is Maisa Behema. It's tying into the Brisa. Omer Rebbe Gamliel Chum, Rebbe Gamliel told the Chum, Seifrim, which means Tamil Chum, Hanichuli, leave me, but Adeshenekim and Chaima. I'm going to tell you a beautiful drasha. Chaima is like a nice piece of jewelry. The rasha is like a button. It's a button that attaches both sides of a shirt. It's like a pin, a nice gold pin. That's what a Chaima is. I'm going to give you a drasha that's beautiful. It's a beautiful gold pin. Because why do you need a drasha? Why do you feel you need a drasha? So the Shamler Rameyer, because he heard Rameyer the Kamar, that why do you bring a carbon sarim? He achila, because his pshat of midi kenegam midi was, he achilos of Adani Oilam. Since the Saita was Michael, her boil, Madani Oilam, fika kabana Michael Behemah. Therefore, her carbon is Michael Behemah. That was the pshat of Rameyer. So Rav Shimon Gamil had a taina on that. He said, Rav Gamil had a taina on that. He said, Amalei hotena chashira. That's good for a ashir. That's, I understand, by Ashira, she's rich, so she served her boil in Dana Erlem. But Ania, who probably did not give, gave macaroni and cheese to the boil, so what's the meek that can be over there? Ma'ikla Mema. Ella, I'll tell you the meek that can be there. Kshem Shema Hasel, Ma'isa Behema, since her Ma'isa was Ma'isa Behema, like Rashi explains, because she afkira atzma latashmish misha ain't a benzuga, so she did a Ma'isa Behema, kach karbon a Ma'ikla Behema, therefore her carbon is also Ma'ikla Behema. Therefore he said, he felt that he had to give a new meek that can be a new pshat, Kimin Chaimer, mom's beautiful pshat, that she did a Ma'isa Behema, therefore her carbon is a Ma'ikla Behema.